Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. Today is podcast number 10. Six reasons why you need a vacation now. I like this one. So, did you know that taking regular vacations can help you to prevent a heart attack? While it seems strange, most Americans do not take their full vacation time. I was once the same way. It really makes no sense at all. Why aren't we taking all of our vacation time? Is stress crushing you? According to the 2013 Work Stress Study survey, 83% of all Americans reported being stressed out at work. I know I feel the stress at work. Where are you right now in your life? Are you buried at work? Is stress crushing you? Do you need a vacation? The problem is that we as Americans, we just don't take our vacation time. While Europeans get up to 30 days of paid vacation each year, wow, wouldn't we all like to live in Europe? We here in the United States only get 14 days of vacation. And guess what? The average American only takes 10 days of vacation. We are leaving, on average, 4 days of vacation on the table each year. Are we crazy? You know what? I get this. I used to be the same way. I would never take my vacation time. I would never take time off. I would let my vacation time go unused so that I could work more. It seems pretty strange, doesn't it? And you know what? When I think back on it, I'm really not sure what was going on in my head at the time. I think I was trying to work hard and not spend any money in hopes of an earlier retirement. That is, if I still had my health, by the time I finally hit the retirement age, I was deferring my happiness. I was deferring everything. It doesn't work that way. We have to pace ourselves along the way. You've all heard the story of the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise always wins. The tortoise paces himself. And that's the same thing we need to do. We need to take all of our vacation time. Don't leave those 4 days a year on the table. And it really was not until I hit my own health crisis a few years ago that I started taking vacations. Now I know that vacations are absolutely critical to our health, happiness, and longevity. So with this, let me give you six reasons why you need a vacation right now. Number one, less stress. We do not do a very good job of dealing with stress in our modern lives. 70% of all doctor visits in the United States are due to stress or illnesses brought on or made worse by stress. I see this every day in my cardiology practice. In fact, in a study of 1,500 women in Wisconsin, those who rarely took their vacations, the same ones who are leaving all their vacation days on the table, were 90% more stressed out than those who regularly took vacations. Let me repeat this. Those who regularly took vacations are 90% less stressed out at work. There's a reason why we have vacations. Number two, more happiness. While we've all been taught that money can't buy you happiness, this may not always be the case. There are studies that have shown that if you do spend your money on life experiences, such as vacations, that you can actually improve your happiness. And the same studies have also shown that by spending your money on others, you can improve happiness. So money can improve your happiness as long as you're spending it on experiences for yourself or you're spending it on others. That fancy new car, that fancy new electronic gadget, that's not going to get you happiness. It's life experiences and doing something for others. Interestingly, in a study of 1,530 Dutch people, vacations seem to boost their pre-trip happiness the most. Somehow, just thinking about that upcoming vacation you're about to take will make you happier. I know this is the case for my family. For the last 20 plus years, our annual vacation has been on my parents' houseboat in Lake Powell. If you've never been to Lake Powell, you need to go. It is the most beautiful, beautiful lake. It's at most of it is in Utah, southern Utah, but the portion of Lake Powell is in northern Arizona. It is just the most beautiful lake on earth. You can find peace. You can find solitude. And the beautiful thing is your cell phone doesn't work there. And so it forces you to disengage from modern life. And if we even bring up Lake Powell, our kids instantly become joyous. You know, now, even as I'm recording this podcast and thinking about Lake Powell, I'm really looking forward to our upcoming Lake Powell trip. And I could already feel my spirits lifting. Number three, more energy. Yes, vacations can give you more energy. Perhaps it is because they give you a new perspective on life or a chance just to de-stress. Regardless, from that same Wisconsin study that I just referred to, women who rarely took vacations were 67% more tired and fatigued than those who regularly took vacations. I know, I've been there. During that period of my life when I was not taking vacations, I was getting burned out. I was getting stressed. Number four, better marriage satisfaction. Can you really improve your marriage just by taking a vacation? Yes, yes, yes. And that is according to this Wisconsin study. In the study, women who regularly took vacations reported 55% more satisfaction with their marriage. Vacations give us a chance to reconnect with those who are most important with our lives and also to disconnect from the everyday stressors in our lives. Number five, protect your heart. Yes, a vacation will help to save you from ever developing heart disease, so you won't ever have to see me. In fact, from a study involving over 12,000 men followed for 9 years in the Mr. Fit study, I love the name of that study, those who regularly took vacations were 29% less likely to die from a heart attack. Save your heart. Reduce your heart attack risk by 29% and take your vacation. Don't leave those vacation days on the table. Studies of women have shown that there is a heart protective effects from vacation as well. Yes, vacationing is good for your heart. I highly recommend for all of my patients to take a vacation. Number six, live longer. If all of the above reasons were not enough, those who regularly take vacations live longer than those who do not. Based on the Mr. Fit study above, regular vacationers were 17% less likely to die over the 9 years of the study. So take a vacation, live longer, protect your heart, have a better marriage, have better relationships, have less stress. Why aren't we taking all our vacation? Well, what if you can't afford to take a vacation? The economy's still tough. I realize that. Many of my patients are struggling. And you may be saying, yeah, Dr. Day, that's all great. But guess what? We can't afford to take a vacation right now. We've got bills to pay. We've got things hanging over us. Well, vacations don't need to be expensive. In fact, you could even do a staycation. Staycations, if done right, can yield the exact same health benefits. Of course, a staycation does not mean stay at home, do the chores, and everything else that was piling up at home that you haven't had a chance to do. No. It means get out, explore, do something you wouldn't normally do, enjoy whatever it is in your neighborhood, in your area that you've never done before. So, what is our takeaway? What can I do today? My challenge to each of you And my challenge right now as you're listening to this is to take some time and plan a vacation with your family or friends today. This is something that just planning for a vacation can be just as therapeutic as doing the vacation. So please commit right now that you will start planning a vacation today. There is no better time than the present. And guess what? You just might feel happier today. And so what do you think? I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Are you taking your full vacation time, or are you leaving the 4 days of vacation time on the table? How have vacations helped you in your life? What was your best vacation? What works for you and your family and your friends? Please leave me a comment. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Let me know what works for you. Please share your thoughts on this with the other readers. Would love to hear from you. Please share this podcast, share the love, share our newsletter with your friends, family, coworkers. This is a powerful message. There is a better way to live. We can all live better. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please leave me a review on iTunes, and I look forward to seeing you with our next podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.